We heard from Tina yesterday trying to hunt down her hairdresser, her hairstylist. Now we have an update.
Hey, I'm a new listener, and I couldn't have picked better timing.
Mm.
As I was listening to your group therapy segment the other day with Tina getting ghosted by her hairstylist, that was me.
Oh.
Yes, I'm a hairdresser and have been for 6 years now.
Mm.
And I'm sorry I ghosted her, but yes, I've moved on.
Okay.
I hate confrontation. I'm a people pleaser, which can be difficult in this line of work.
Mm.
She mentioned she's picky when it comes to her hair,
mm-hmm.
and that's kind of an understatement. I honestly can think of a handful of times when she didn't make a follow-up fix-it appointment because of something she wasn't happy about.
Oh.
She was always apologetic about it, never rude, but she loved to change her color a lot and brought inspo pictures, and I thought I always nailed it.
Uh-huh.
It was always exactly like the picture. All of my fellow stylists always thought so, too, but within days, she was back in having me try to fix it.
Mm-hmm.
And I never charged her for those follow-up appointments because I always want my clients to be happy, but mm-hmm. all those follow-up appointments took the place of paying clients, and I just couldn't do it anymore.
Oh, gosh.
So I took the opportunity of not letting her know I left so she can have the chance to find someone who gets it right the first time for her taste.
That's it?
That's it. That is it.
So wait. So she left her salon because of one client?
No, I don't think that's the case. I think she was just leaving and just took the opportunity not to let her know she was leaving. It doesn't sound like she left the salon over Tina.
That's what it sounded like to me.
She's not fleeing one client.
That's what I thought.
I think that's not how I interpreted it. Like she's was moving to a different salon and just took the opportunity not to tell Tina that.
Okay. All right. Well, it sounds like Tina, you have been fired.
In a nice way, like I
sure in a nice way
point, yes, and maybe she's right. You can find someone that can meet what you're wanting.
It sounds like Tina has high demands time. and maybe
she did say she was picky.
Yeah. And maybe did this hairstylist say her name? She didn't.
No.
Okay, so maybe she is I don't know. Maybe Tina's got a point, and yes, she's picky. She knows what she likes, and when it's not done right, she wants it corrected. I don't see harm in that.
Maybe she didn't realize that every time she was going back to have
it cost money.
Fix it, it was kind of costing her money by taking the place of a paying client because she wasn't charging her.
That's true.
So when you look at it from an economic standpoint. And also, you know, it has to be, you know, as a hairstylist, that's kind of like your art, right? And if you feel like you've got someone that's kind of on
disrespecting
a regular
my
basis,
art,
well, just on a regular basis, not happy and coming back, and you don't understand how to fix it because you thought you gave her exactly what she was asking for.
Yeah.
I know how that can be frustrating, especially if it's happening on a regular basis.
I get it. All right. Well, hey, thank you for the update. Welcome to the show as a new listener. We appreciate you.
We always love hearing the other side. We don't always get it.
Yep. All right. So appreciate that. Tina, hopefully you heard this. If not, we'll put it up on the podcast. You can listen to it. Maybe get some closure for you. That's what it's all about. Closure on 99.7 DJX.
And she didn't want to hurt her feelings. So there you go. It's just easier just to disappear.
Yes.
Like Homer Simpson into the hedge.
Yes, for sure.